This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today's broadcast is from a Signs of the Time meeting in Southern California. The utterance and graphic illustration was so clear, I wanted to share it with you as we watch the Signs of the Time together. And the shofar calls for the Messiah. It calls for repentance. It calls for redemption. They get the, I wonder if I could find that for you, what all the shofar means. But you know that it came and that Abraham's son was redeemed. He didn't have to die. Isaac didn't have to die because of the horn. That's the shofar. So the shofar calls for redemption, and it calls for the Messiah. And they blow it 100 times on Rosh Hashanah in the evening service. So, and they have particular things that they do. I think there's an outside possibility that if the Lord does like he's always done and keeps two dates on his calendar, there's a possibility that it is the Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. Now, the Feast of Trumpets is coming in the Shemitah. It's the seventh year of a Shemitah cycle. That comes between 2014 and 2015. So if I were picking out a date, it would be either September 2014 or September 2015. Just a guess. But I got an out. If he doesn't come then, gotta wait 7 more years till the next Shemitah cycle, which would be the September in 2021 or 2022. And if he doesn't come then, you got to add 7 more years, 2028, 2029. And if he doesn't come then, you got to add 7 more years. And pretty soon you just keep doing that. You keep sending in your offerings to Billy Brim. And then one day I will have gone. He will have come for me. See, he's coming in your lifetime. He's either coming for all of us or he's coming for you. In your lifetime. These are your last days. So it really, really, really is important, I believe, that we absolutely give ourselves to him. That we absolutely give him and make him Lord of our life. Don't argue about how much sin you can do and still get into heaven. Forget it. Just live a holy life. That means separated unto him. And you, it's not far off. Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. If you've watched Russia, Syria, Iran in the last week, Damascus, we'll talk about this in the morning. It can't be long. It can't be long. It's lining up. And all of it shouts, Jesus is coming soon. You know, you go ahead and plan. You plan like he's not going to come for 100 years. But you live like he's coming tomorrow. And it'll work for you. So let's all stand. We will have a test the first 15 minutes tomorrow. Oh, Jesus, help me. 1975, Jesus, I heard him. He said, I want you to start preaching that Jesus is coming. I said, Lord, I don't hear people in my circle saying that Jesus is coming soon. 1975, they weren't talking about that. He said, I don't want you to start saying it because they're saying it. I want you to start saying it because I'm saying it. Amen. And so I started teaching that Jesus is coming soon. Once Brother Hagin heard me in a camp meeting in Wisconsin, and after he heard me, he said, I want you to come and see me in Tulsa. And I had preached about Jesus coming soon. Actually, I had decided to go to this camp meeting where he was speaking in Wisconsin with Mac and Lynn Hammond. We walked in the back door. This was 1988. And Brother Hagin said, Billy Brim has a sermon for tonight. Nobody knows who on earth is Billy Brim. And they all came out in the woods to hear Kenneth E. Hagin. You could imagine the disappointment in that room. He said, I want you to teach what you've been seeing lately. So I taught about the 2 days and that Jesus was coming in soon after 2 days, and I preached on, we may or may not have it out there. And when I got through, he said, he got up and said, I agree with everything he said, but then he said to me privately, I want you to come and see me in my office in Tulsa. Oh, God, dear Lord. What in the world have I done? So he was sitting at this great big desk, and it looked humongous to me that day. And he looked at me and he said, I know the things you're saying are true. He said, and you were anointed to teach them. He said, I am not anointed to teach them, but you are, and you must. And I want you to come to camp meeting, and I'm going to give you 2 days to teach what you taught today, or in Wisconsin. Then he got up on that desk. He rose up like this, his eyes turned to fire, and he said, Jesus is coming soon, and Satan is going to do everything in his power to stop it. And I thought, oh my God, this thing is real. Before it was something I liked to preach, Jesus coming soon, 2 days, glory, hallelujah. No! If Jesus is going to try to stop that, then he's going to try to stop me from saying that Jesus is coming. And Brother Hagin was warning me. God's a sign-giving God. I invite you to read Josephus. Josephus was a Jewish historian, a genius. Actually was fighting in the wars in the Galilee that the Romans, where the Romans had come down, eventually they went to Jerusalem and they destroyed the temple. And he went over to the Roman side to save his life. And the Jews for 2,000 years have been mad at him. But he wrote this wonderful history, The Wars of the Jews. And he described everything. I don't know how he knew. He described how high this wall was, where this nail is, where that bridge is, where that is. And now all the Jews believe him because they have dug and dug and dug around Jerusalem, and they found it is exactly like Josephus said. And Josephus was a witness to the destruction of the Second Temple. And he writes, so many people, 1 million and more, died when the Second Temple was destroyed, because he said a false prophet was the occasion of these people's destruction, who had made a public proclamation in the city that very day that God commanded them to get up upon the temple, and there they would receive miraculous signs of their deliverance. Now remember what Jesus told them? He told them in Luke 21:20, when you see, and he's talking there about when Titus came, when you see Jerusalem surrounded, get out of town. Don't come into the Jerusalem, especially you who have babies. Well, false prophets told them, come and get on the Temple Mount and you'll have miraculous signs and you'll be saved. But they weren't. And then he wrote, thus were the miserable people persuaded by these deceivers and such as belied God himself, while they did not attend or give any credit to the signs that were so evident and did so plainly foretell the future desolation. For a long time before that second temple was destroyed, God gave signs, and he recorded all of them. Some of them were in the heavens. Listen to this one. There was a star resembling a sword which stood over the city, and a comet that continued a whole year. At the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Passover, there was so great a light that shone round the altar that the holy house appeared to be bright as daytime. The light lasted for half an hour. The light seemed, now that's on Passover. He says in another place, I don't know if I'll read it or not, the signs usually came on the Moeds. Then he describes a certain door that came open of itself that usually required 20 men to open it. And that was a signal they were going to be open to attack. He gave a sad sign of a prophet that came 7 years and prophesied for 7 years at the feast time until his voice would grow hoarse that Jerusalem was going to be destroyed. They so hated that they whipped him. And signs. Now listen to this. Listen to this. This is Josephus. Now, if any consider these things, he will find that God takes care of mankind and by all ways possible foreshows to our race what will be for their preservation. But that men perish by those miseries which they madly and voluntarily bring upon themselves. But the part I wanted you to hear, he was convinced after all those signs that God takes care of mankind and by all ways possible foreshows to our race what will be for our preservation. There will be an increase in the signs. Some of them we know of and we can watch. But there are going to be some signs that are evident to the world. There are. He loves them too much to let them perish.
You can have this entire Signs of the Time meeting by CD or DVD. I recommend the DVD because of the illustrations. Just mention this is a radio offer to get the very special prices of $5 plus shipping for the CDs and $10 plus shipping for the DVDs. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write Billy Brim, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Shalom.